Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, July 26th, and this is MEC Communications Vice Chairperson Jeffrey Tondis reporting. The FAA-mandated revision number 8 and the associated e-learning deadlines are fast approaching. We are required to complete this training by 2359 local domicile time on August 9th, 2011 in order to retain your flying qualifications and FAA regulations. The e-learning portion of this requirement is accessible from the United Learning Network, titled Revision Number 8, and Assessment, Catalog Code FASW-FA02011-08. If you have not completed this e-learning module, you will see a queue diagnostic in your line. The presence of a queue diagnostic in your line of flying will prevent you from working an ID, trading trips, creating reserve days, or picking up trips until you have completed the required e-learning. For reserves that have a reserve block that contains available days on August 10th or later, you will need to make sure you complete these tasks at least 48 hours before the start of the block of reserve days that includes the August 10th deadline. Please give yourself plenty of time to insert revision number 8 into your FAOM while becoming familiar with the new procedures and completing the e-learning module. If you have any questions about revision number 8 or the e-learning, please see your supervisor. July 27, 2011 at 8 a.m. Central Time. The program will run from August 31st, 2011 to March 1st, 2012. We encourage you, if you are able, to take advantage of the negotiated program and the benefits it provides. For more information about the partnership program, dates, and deadlines, please visit our website. For those of our flying partners that are not International Service Training IST qualified, United has offered 3 IST training classes on August 25th, 29th, and 30th, at the Chicago Training Center. Each class will allow for 20 participants, and bidding for these IST classes opened on July 18th and will close at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time on Wednesday, July 27th, 2011. With the busy summer travel season well underway, it is important that we ensure safety and security is prioritized. During especially hectic travel periods, we have more competition for our attention, and we should remain focused, as always, on our number one responsibility. Changes to procedures, especially those during pre-flight and boarding, have been coming fast and furious with the recent revisions and e-learning. Recognizing the stress and unfamiliarity with the new procedures can create a need for additional attention to detail. Be sure you take the time needed to complete your safety responsibilities as outlined in your FAOM. Safety checks must be completed prior to the closing of the aircraft door, preferably but not necessarily prior to passenger boarding. Exit row briefings must be completed no later than 10 minutes prior to departure time, and the FAA minimums must be maintained at all times there are passengers on the aircraft. We should do everything reasonable to complete our boarding responsibilities in the time allotted. However, if you find yourself unable to complete your duties, you should inform the purser prior to the door closure and follow NOSAP reporting detailing the circumstances. On-time departures are important, but safety and security are our primary role and should always be our focus and priority. House and Senate leaders exchanged blame Monday for the legislative stalemate that participated in partial shutdown of the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, while making no overture to resolve the dispute. The FAA's operating authority expired at midnight Friday, forcing a partial shutdown of the agency. Dozens of airport construction projects across the country have been put on hold, and thousands of federal employees are out of work. Air traffic controllers have continued to work, as well as the FAA employees who inspect the safety of planes and test pilots. Transportation officials have said safety won't be compromised, but it was unclear how long the FAA can continue day-to-day operations before travelers begin to feel the effects of the shutdown. Congress adjourned on Friday for the week without passing the FAA reauthorization extension, and it is projected that there will be a loss of 4,000 jobs, as all non-operational FAA employees will be furloughed, and all airport improvement construction projects will cease including furloughing approximately 100,000 contracted workers. AFA Employee Assistance Program, EAP, has launched the first-ever occupational-specific alcohol use screening tool. This tool consists of a few brief questions which allow flight attendants to self-identify whether her or his alcohol use has moved into risky drinking and to recognize, at an early phase, the need of assistance. To participate in the survey, visit our EAP section of our website. Our negotiation committee met with management last week and continued to see progress on the topic of reserve assignment preferencing. The mediator has scheduled sessions into the fall, and the agenda for our next session, the week of August 22, 2011, includes a continuation of talks on reserve assignment procedures and movable days off. For a more in-depth weekly negotiation update, refer to our website and join the FANN, the FAN, Flight Attendant Association Negotiations Network, or contact your local council. That is all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.